This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Michael Akinyele. Michael's the Acting Chief Innovation Officer of the Department of Veteran Affairs and a fascinating individual. Michael, let me ask you to start by taking a moment to introduce yourself, then I'll ask you a number of things about what you do and what the department's doing and so forth.
Thanks, Scott. I am Michael Akinyele, the Acting Chief Innovation Officer of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The focus of my work over the past year has been implementing Section 152 of the VA Mission Act, which authorized the creation of a Center for Innovation for Care and Payment dedicated to creating and capturing value for veterans and the VA by developing and testing new innovative approaches to delivering care and paying for care.
Thank you. And Michael, what a big role, what a fascinating role. What are a couple of the most interesting things that you're seeing?
So first is how VA's focus on improving customer service and the veteran experience is starting to pay dividends across all levels of the agency. So from central office down to the regional level, and even at the facility level, we're seeing the increased focus starting to pay dividends in improved customer service and improved veteran experience. And this is really, you know, going with the tone or the saying, rather, that the tone is set at the top because customer service and the veteran experience has been a high priority for Secretary Wilkie. I think second is around the excitement across the agency and its leadership about the transformative impact of the VA Mission Act, especially after VA successfully implemented the rollout of the new community care program on June 6th of this year. And I think third, and this is potentially from my perspective, is really the impact the pilot program opportunities we're developing could have on veteran care and long-term sustainability of the department. As you may be aware, suicide prevention is the department's number one clinical priority and a core tenet across the different pilot program ideas we're planning to launch is really about improved care coordination, especially the portion of care veterans receive outside of VA.
That's fantastic. And on all of those fronts, I know for all the different discussions of the VA, my father's a veteran, and there's no one who's a bigger fan of the VA and the healthcare that he gets there than my father. He can't ever leave the VA without raving about the care he gets, which is so different than some of the things you've heard in the national news over the last several years, but he's a constant huge fan of it, and it's great to talk with you about it. Speaking about sort of customer experience and going a step further to the innovation program, you're in charge of innovation. How do you develop an innovation program? How do you staff it? What are kind of the top goals of an innovation program?
So first, I'd like to, thank your father for his service. Our nation's heroes are just that, our heroes, and whatever it is within our power to help improve their experience once they return from battle and ultimately become veterans, that's sort of our mission. And, glad that he has served and glad that we're able to take care of him in that way. To answer your question about developing innovation program, staffing it, and core goals, what I will sort of try and clarify is that the innovation program exists at the corporate level within the Department of Veterans Affairs. And this innovation program is separate from innovation programs that reside within different administrations inside of the department. And so this innovation program that sits in the corporate portfolio reports through the Office of the Assistant Secretary for Enterprise Integration. And so I just wanted to clarify that sort of little nuance. As it relates to developing innovation programs, there are different ways, but the approach we've executed here at the VA has been to incubate the program on a small scale and really staff it with temporary resources until program viability is demonstrated. The core goals of the innovation program of the VA Innovation Center, which I lead, it differs across five portfolio capabilities. And the first and most important capability is the ability to design and implement care and payment innovation pilot programs authorized by Section 152 of the Mission Act.
A couple more moments on that. Another 30, 60 seconds on additional efforts and what you're looking at doing.
Sure thing. So in addition to care and payment innovation, some of the other capabilities we're hoping to stand up would be our joint ventures and initiatives, or JVI capability, where we hope to partner with different experts and organizations across the world and develop different solutions that way. The other program or capability is going to be around the Open Innovation Catalyst, or OIC, where we're hoping to tap into the problem-solving capabilities of crowdsourcing and really opening up our solutioning process to innovators across the world. The third is around our internal innovation consulting capability, where we hope to ideate with different senior executives in the VA as a means to identify and surface some of the more persistent issues they're facing in executing their mission. And then last but not least is the Innovation Brain Trust, which really enables collaboration with technical and topical subject matter experts outside of VA. So you can think of it as experts on the issues and experts on potentially things like emerging technology, sort of tackling a problem as a small working group. Is what we're hoping the Innovation Brain Trust can bring to bear for the department.
Got it. And how did you end up sort of in this role in the Department of Innovation? How do you end up in that role? How do you enjoy it? How's it going? Those kinds of things.
Sure. So I was hired into the Veterans Health Administration, actually. This is back in August of 2017. I was brought on by the Deputy Undersecretary for Operations and Management, the DSHM, and I was a senior advisor to him at that point. And the DSHM is a senior executive in VA Central Office, primarily responsible for providing management oversight to VA's vast network of hospitals and clinics. And so with the successful execution of different initiatives for him and projects for the secretary, I was offered and ultimately accepted to be detailed into the position of acting chief innovation officer for the department in March of 2018. And I've been serving in that capacity since. I think what I enjoy the most about this role is really connecting with our employees and veterans and just staying on top of a wide range of issues. And then collaborating with experts within the agency and outside the agency on how we could start developing new approaches and methods to addressing some of those issues and concerns that are raised.
Your motivation, how do you keep yourself sort of excited and motivated day in, day out, and keep yourself after it and just the vast mission that you have and that the VA has?
So I think you said it. So the mission is the number one way I stay excited and motivated, knowing that we are serving our nation's heroes. As it relates to just how I stay excited and motivated in general terms, I think that's really about a focus on the long-term vision, and then really connecting the intermediate strategies and my daily activities to that long-term vision, so that I know that what I'm working on is building up to something greater. And I apply that philosophy across both my personal and professional pursuits.
And so sort of setting big goals and big vision and trying to make sure that intermediate steps connect with that. I mean, you love the mission that you're a part of now, and then it's just a matter of making sure the pieces connect to that mission and what you're doing connects to that.
It's absolutely
fantastic. And then, Michael, final question. If this year goes well, what does that look like for you? What does a good year look like for you this year in what you're doing or in general? How does that look?
I'd say first and foremost, this year going well is a successful implementation and rollout of Section 152 of the VA Mission Act. Our statutory deadline to submit our first pilot program proposal with a waiver request to Congress is December 6th of 2019. And so when I think about this year, it's really about sort of delivering on that requirement. And then ultimately, the secondary part is really completing some of the hiring actions and integrating new VA innovation team members.
That's fantastic. And Michael, lastly, anything else you'd like to share with the audience, either about what you're doing, about what you're loving about what you do, or anything at all?
I think ultimately it's highlighting the fact that we are investing in VA so that veterans continue to come to us for the high quality healthcare they trust and deserve. And for more information on the VA Innovation Center, we'd like to invite your audience to visit our website at www.innovation.va.gov and follow us on social media at VA Innovation.
Thank you so much. There is so many mixed messages about the VA out there. And what I hear personally is such positive things that it's such a pleasure for me to get a chance to visit with you about some of the great things the VA is doing and trying to do and grow and so forth. So just like a great pleasure to visit with you today, Michael. I really appreciate your time and energy. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much, Scott. I enjoyed the conversation.